Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. May we always dwell on this land with respect and peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Creator God, from you every family in heaven and earth takes its name. You have rooted and grounded us in your covenant love and empowered us by your Spirit to speak the truth in love and to walk in the way, in your way, towards justice and wholeness. Mercifully grant that your people, journeying together in partnership, may be strengthened and guided to help one another to grow into the full stature of Christ, who is our light and our life.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Seigneur, tu as abusé de ma naïveté, oui, j'ai été bien naïf. Avec moi, tu as eu recours à la force et tu es arrivé à tes fins. À longueur de journée, on me tourne en ridicule. Tous se moquent de moi. Chaque fois que j'ai à dire la parole, je dois appeler au secours et clamer « Violence, répression !» À cause de la parole du Seigneur, je suis en butte à longueur de journée, aux outrages et aux sarcasmes. Quand je dis « Je n'en ferai plus mention, je ne dirai plus la parole en son nom », alors elle devient au-dedans de moi comme un feu dévorant, prisonnier de mon corps. Je m'épuise à le contenir, mais je n'y arrive pas. J'entends les propos menaçants de la foule. C'est partout l'épouvante. Dénoncez-le. Oui, nous le dénoncerons. Tous mes intimes guettent mes défaillances. Peut-être cela laissera-t-il tromper dans sa naïveté et nous arriverons à nos fins. Nous prendrons notre revanche. Pourtant, Dieu reste proche. Mais le Seigneur est avec moi comme un guerrier redoutable. Mes persécuteurs trébucheront et n'arriveront pas à leur fin. Ils seront couverts de honte. Ils ne réussiront pas. Déshonneur à jamais. On ne l'oubliera pas. Seigneur de l'univers, toi qui examines le juste, qui voit sentiments et pensées, je verrai ta revanche sur eux, car c'est à toi que je remets ma cause. Chantez au Seigneur, louez le Seigneur. Il délivre la vie des pauvres de la main des malfaiteurs. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you. reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received, and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The Gospel of Matthew. May God be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Followers are not greater than the ones they follow. You who are my followers will be treated in the same bad ways they treat me. So consider it an honor that you will be treated in the same as your wisdom keeper. If they have called the chief of the council house worthless ruler, Beelzebul, how much worse will they speak to the members of his council? Do not fear their threats, for their evil ways will be found out. Even what they say and do in secret will be made clear for all to see. The things that I've told you in secret at night, make them known when the sun rises. What have I whispered in your ears? Stand on the rooftops and shout out loud for all to hear. Have no fear of your opponents, for they can only kill the body, but not your inner being. Instead, fear the one who can bring to the end of your entire being in the valley of smoldering fire. Two small winged ones could be traded for two poorly beaded earrings, but our one can fall to the ground unless your Father, the Creator, knows it. Are you not worthy more to him than many small winged ones? He knows the number of hairs on your head. So do not fear the ones that who stand against you. All who represent me before others, I will represent before my Father from above. But the ones who disown me will be disowned before my Father above. Do you look for me to bring peace to this troubled land? The peace I bring will pierce like the blade of a long knife. It will turn a son against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. In their own homes, they will fight like enemies, all because of me. The ones who choose their father or mother, son or daughter, over me dishonor me. The ones who fail to pick up their cross and walk the road with me do not know my worth. The ones who care only for their own life will fail to find life. But the ones who will lay down their life for me will find true love. The Gospel of Christ.
May I speak of the Creator who loves us. Amen. We are beginning a larger section of Matthew's Gospel in which Jesus tells his disciples that being his followers will be hard, but not to worry because they will be able to do it. He has wide-ranging examples that we will hear over the coming weeks. And in this week, he says he has come to bring not peace, but a sword, and to set family members against each other, and that disciples must love him more than they love anyone else, even their own lives, or they are not worthy to follow him. It actually sounds less and less easy the more you listen to it. Despite this summary that I've given, Jesus is telling them that it is hard to be his followers, but that they are able to do it. And since this is a wide-ranging passage, we could focus on the wide range of what's involved in discipleship, or I could just focus in on the pieces that seem to make sense for today, which is what I'm going to do. I've picked a couple. Jesus says, when others speak ill of you, have no fear of them. For nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered. Nothing is secret that will not become known. This could have been written about American politics and investigative journalism. It could have been written about that very proper Victorian culture that did not pay attention to keeping spaces safe, whether in policing or Boy Scouts or church or teachers or therapists, a culture that left all that about abuse under the surface. It could have been written about Canada's residential schools, what has been done in secret cannot remain hidden. Much has become known over the past 25 years. But if we were to dwell only on this, that would be to take a negative reflection out of what Jesus is describing. But there's not just that. There's also a wonderful positive reflection waiting for us right in the next verse where Jesus says, "What I say in the dark, tell in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops." In the First Nations version that you just heard, it's translated this way. The things that I have told you in secret at night, make them known when the sun rises. On this longest day of the year, we have the longest extent of time in which we have light. it's good to reflect on what we can know in the light. The longest day of the year, the solstice, is chosen in First Nations tradition as very sacred, and thus fittingly, it is the National Indigenous Peoples Day and also the National Indigenous Day of Prayer. And the longest day is special, not just because it's the longest, but because it's the turning point to go back into shorter days. So maybe you've noticed I now wear a watch, and it has all kinds of numbers on it that mean nothing to me, but there's a new set of numbers that I've been paying attention to on it. And according to these numbers, today the sun rose at 5:14, and it will set at 8:54 p.m. So today we have 15 hours, 40 minutes, and 25 seconds of daylight. That's increased from last Sunday by 2 minutes. And tomorrow you get 3 seconds less. That's what I mean by anticipatory grieving. So we can have joy about the longest day and also feel a little bit sad that, well, the longest means it's going to be less tomorrow. And only 3 seconds tomorrow, but it gets more quick after that. We can be grateful for the National Indigenous Day of Prayer bringing this sense of light more fully into our attention. Christianity does acknowledge the light. It calls Jesus Christ the light of the world. It says in the Christmas reading that the light that was coming into the world, the darkness did not overcome it. So it does the other solstice a little more than this one. And just in case you might have missed the only light reference in today's readings, I almost did and I went looking for it. It's this. Jesus says, "What I have told you in secret, make it known when the sun rises." So we have those hours and hours today to make known God's love. We can make known that over the past 5 years, St. John's has been blessed particularly with learning Indigenous ways. There was some learning before that. The ceremonial feather was on the wall. The medicines were already kept in the church. There had been instruction before the pandemic about the medicines. But we are miles from there 5 years later. We have had teaching about the medicines. We've had smudging, exploring the truth and reconciliation, and especially the calls to action. Field trips to powwows, meetings with Indigenous elders, learning the grandfather teachings, displaying the red dress for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and two-spirited peoples, displaying the survivor flag, the First Nations version of the scripture read in our worship, and First Nations music as well today. And not acknowledging special days like National Indigenous Day of Prayer or the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation are opportunities for us to continue to grow in these themes. And we are grateful to Kimberly Johnson, whose leadership as Indigenous Engagement Coordinator has been key in all of these initiatives. All of this profile, all of this learning, and a constant sense of raised awareness. As was noted in our newsletter, Kimberly has announced her conclusion of this role. And now it's up to us to own the extent that we have integrated these practices and this learning in the life of our parish church. The language of owning might be new to you. You know, in addition to owning a house or a car or a dog, people now speak of owning as claiming a new way of thinking as now part of who they are. And you can try on this language to see how it fits. I have been trying on the language of, it's exactly 1 year since the death of my mother. I am now the senior representative of my family. You can own feelings that you've never admitted before that you have. You can own that you're a responsible adult and not the child who was told to clean your room, but the person who must somehow find it in yourself to vacuum and do all those other things. Owning in this sense means you are taking this new reality into your identity. When it comes to Indigenous engagement, what are we prepared to own or take into our collective identity as St. John's Church? Sometimes we have to remind ourselves who we are. So last week, we reminded ourselves that we are a caring community and that we hope that none of the people of our community will fall through the cracks of needing support. And we now call that an intentional circle of care. Next week, in keeping with Pride Month, we retell our story that we are a community with a long history of welcoming and supporting people who are 2SLGBTQ, and that organizing the Anglican presence in the Capital Pride Parade says that we are leaders in the Anglican Diocese of Ottawa in this regard. These are all marks of our identity. And with Indigenous engagement, we've had 5 years for our identity to expand. And now it's time to consider how that is a part of our collective call here to discipleship. And it may be that some of the harder parts about what Jesus is naming as what it takes to be disciples are now the ones to look at. So I'm going to move to the end of the gospel passage that you just heard, to the harder part. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. To me, that's the harder part. I see in it that Jesus is looking ahead to the time of his death, when he did carry his cross, an instrument of death by cruelty. And that as we read the story, he goes willingly to that death. So all the Gospels say, he went willingly to that death. And it is a sign of protest against the injustices of this world. And it is also a sign of love for those who are suffering the most. It's a hard expression, though, this expectation that you would carry your cross or I would carry my cross. And we might ask, does he mean this literally? And it's helpful to remind ourselves, for any scripture passage, to look at how Christians who have come before us have interpreted it. So I do not see an unbroken history of people carrying literal crosses. What I do see, if I look at the history of Christians who have come before us, is faithful people who are passionate about supporting people, the ones who are most broken. So much so that they are prepared to make themselves uncomfortable in the doing of it, and the speaking of it. In other words, 2,000 years of people who have set aside pursuits like personal gain or pleasure, not that they reject those things, but to make principles and integrity informed by Jesus into the main thing. The main thing you care about is the integrity of how you live up to Jesus. It's not against personal success or enjoyment, but moving what Jesus stands for into first place. I think that's what Jesus means when he says, those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Or as the First Nations translation has expressed it, the ones who care only for their own life will fail to find life, but the ones who lay down their life for me will find true life. It's about placing your love for those who suffer at the beginning of your identity, owning it, owning your love as the most important thing. So I invite you to join in as we put into action collectively St. John's commitment to be called about Indigenous engagement. Let the longest day be full of light as we become and continue to grow into who we are called to be. Amen.
Creator, you made the world and declared it to be good. The beauty of the trees, the fragrance of the grass, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the waters are all ways you speak to us. Make us to walk in beauty and balance with your creation, opening our hearts and minds to what you are saying, to hear your still small voice amidst the noisy chaos of our lives. This we ask as we pray to you together, saying, Creator, hear our prayer. We thank you, Creator, for the earth our home. Thank you for the variety and abundance with which you created it. Beauty in the depths of the ocean and ends of the sky that no human eye will ever see. Beauty and life in abundance beneath our feet and everywhere we walk. Help us to honor your creation, to learn from it, and to care for it as you have commanded. This we pray to you, saying, Creator, hear our prayer. We thank you, Father, that you did not create us to be alone. We thank you for your church around the world, for our siblings in you, one human family throughout the earth. We pray for an end to war and conflicts, big and small, throughout the world, thinking especially of the violent conflicts in the Middle East, Ukraine, South Sudan, and so many other places. We ask you to replace hate with love, war with peace, conflict with understanding. This we ask of you, praying, Creator, hear our prayer. We lift up to you, Holy Spirit, those among us who you have called to lead. For Shame, our primate, Catherine, our bishop, Anne, our metropolitan. For Gary, Alan, Christina, Pat, Nick, Monica, Barb, Chris, Pat, all who minister at St. John's, and especially Kimberly as she transitions out of her role here. Bless them with peace, passion, wisdom, compassion, and love, that they may lead out of what they have received, taking time always to rest in you. We lift them up to you, Spirit, saying, Creator, hear our prayer. We also lift up to you, Creator, those who lead in our wider community. For Charles, our King, for Mark, our Prime Minister, for Doug and Christine, our Premiers, for Mark and Maud, our Mayors, and for all those who represent us in public office. May they lead with wisdom, compassion, and love, seeking to protect the most vulnerable among us. This we ask of you as we pray, Creator, hear our prayer. We remember to you all those who have lived on this earth before us, our ancestors and our friends, who dreamed the best for future generations, and upon whose lives our lives are built. For those we knew, we are thankful for the time we had with them and look forward with hope to the time we will see them again. We remember especially Mamay and Doris, in whose memory today's flowers are given by daughters and granddaughters April, Leah, Sandra, and Colleen. We thank you for the blessing of their lives and ask your comfort for those who mourn. This we pray as we say, Creator, hear our prayer. Jesus, we lift up to you all who are sick or in pain, especially those we mention now. Grant them relief from their suffering and let them know they are not alone. And show us how we can best support one another through these painful times. This we ask of you, Lord Jesus, as we pray. Creator, hear our prayer. Creator, you made the world and declared it to be good. The beauty of the trees, the fragrance of the grass, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the waters are all ways you speak to us. Make us to walk in beauty and balance with your creation, opening our hearts and minds to hear what you are saying, to hear your still small voice amidst the noisy chaos of our lives. This we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Et que la paix de Dieu qui surpasse toute intelligence garde vos cœurs et vos esprits dans la connaissance et l'amour de Dieu et de son Fils Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur. Et la bénédiction de Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit, descende sur vous et y demeure à jamais. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. peace, to love and serve the Lord.